Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today. I want to talk for just a little bit on the topic of life is like a pinata. Has anybody ever been to a pinata party? Raise your hand. All campuses, if you've ever been to a pinata party. Well, if you've never been, I want to take a minute to explain what a pinata is. A pinata, you typically have a blindfold. You have something like a bat or a stick that you put in your hand that you hit it. But there's typically someone on the other side of this string here that's like trying to pull it. So when you swing, sometimes you miss. We just saw in the video, some of us, we hit it and it swings back and hits us. We miss it completely. It falls off the string. But when a pinata gets hit enough times in the right spot or the same spot consistently, does anybody know what flows? Oh, come on, you got to talk to me, all campuses. What flows? Candy. Anybody like candy? I love candy. So if we hit it enough, candy flows. So today I just want to talk about life is like a pinata. Have you ever felt like you have a blindfold on in life? That you're a little disoriented, maybe unaware of your surroundings? Why did that relationship turn out that way? I had no clue that was going on behind my back. What do you mean you were sending so-and-so messages? I can't believe that financial thing didn't go through. I thought I sent that payment. And anybody, raise your hand if you've ever had a little bit of, man, I'm a little unaware, I'm unclear. I feel disoriented. Many of us, sometimes that's a self-imposed blinder we're putting on. But the enemy, no matter if it's him or self-imposed, he's going to utilize it to his advantage so he can get us spun around. Like, whoever thought it would be a great idea to get a kid that's maybe 5, 6, 7 years old, blindfold them, put a stick in their hand, spin them around, and go, try to hit it. Oh, you know? But a lot of us, that's what life feels like. We're not really sure what's going on. I'm in a small group, but I just don't know if I'm seeing really what's supposed to be happening in my life. I've been serving on and off for 2019, but I just don't know if I'm really seeing the fruit of the labor I'm putting in. And I want to talk to you today about taking some of these blinders off. We got to first get the blinders off so we know where we're trying to head, so we know where we're trying to hit. Because if we do anything consistently, ultimately we'll get some result, but is it the right result we want to see? You know, as I think about West Palm Beach and our campus there, we've been praying and praying and praying and believing that we're going to receive a building in 2020 by December. Come on. But it takes consistency to see the result. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. So I want us to be like Weldon Spring. I was thinking I was playing basketball with Pastor Phil last night, which Pastor Phil, by the way, my back, whew, it is still tight, man. He is incredible at basketball. But he has practiced consistently to get to the level he's at. I want to encourage some of us today. Maybe we've taken the blindfold off before, but we got to consistently do the things to keep the blindfold off. What is a blindfold? I think sometimes we have different types of blinders. We have financial blinders. You ever been there, like you see something, you're like, man, I wish I could afford that. I just don't know if I can. There's different blinders like getting into the wrong relationships. But I want you to know that we don't serve a God of confusion. We serve a God of peace. And we can find that in 1 Corinthians 14:33. It says, for God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, it says, Satan, though, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They're unable to see the glorious light of the good news. You know, we were in Colorado recently for Pastor David's birthday, and we had one of our Kingdom financial guys brought all these motorcycles in to surprise Pastor, and one of them was this Spider. And if you know what a Spider is, it's got two wheels in the front and one at the back, and we're riding around. And in Colorado, it wasn't like, 45th Street. It wasn't like Highway 70 outside of Earth City. It wasn't like 270 near Ferguson. It wasn't even like Highway 30 here at Sunset Hills or whatever streets near your home. It was not straight. I couldn't see very far. It was dark. There was a 300-foot at least drop with no guardrail. How many of you are like, no, don't sign me up for that. I don't want any of that. So I'm trying to follow Pastor David. I'm on a motorcycle. He's on a motorcycle. I want to give you a little insight about PD. Pastor David rides a motorcycle like he preaches. He's wild, he crazy, he goes all out. How many know you got a wild, crazy Holy Ghost pastor? Come on, somebody. And that's where it is. I'm trying to follow this, okay? It's dark. So I'm going, I'm probably going 45, 50 miles an hour around these turns. And all of a sudden, the lights went out. I don't know what happened. I was on the motorcycle. I don't think anything hit me. And all of a sudden, what would you do if you're going 50 miles an hour on a motorcycle and all you see is black? So I started, am I in heaven? Am I dead? No, I feel my, like, okay, what is going on? And out of nowhere, I pull up. My beanie had fallen over my face. And all I remember seeing was the end of a cliff about 150 feet in front of me. So I'm doing this all in about a matter of 5 seconds. I thought I died. I thought I went to heaven. And lo and behold, by a change of perspective, I want us to catch this today, I was still there and I had still was heading in the right direction. Many of us today, it's not that we're not heading in the right direction. It's just that some blinders have came over our eyes on this journey called life. I want you to know you're headed in the right direction. You're doing all the right things. Come on, all campuses. And I'm telling you today, if you would just take the blinders off, you are about to see a breakthrough and blessing in your life. One of the things that happened, though, is I had to take it off. I had to be willing to go, what is happening? I had to assess the situation to take the blinders off. I hope today this is an assessment of life for all of us to say, what are the blinders that I need to take off? Yeah. What are the blinders that I need to say, you know what? I want to paint this picture. Rhea, will you jump up here for just a second? How many, will you give it up for Rhea as she comes up, all campuses? All right, Rhea, where's the blinders? I want you to go ahead and put these on. Yeah, stand about, yeah, about right there. And, one more time. Come on, let's give it up for Ree. You got heels on, so be careful. Okay, hold your hands out front. I'm gonna give you this stick right here. Yep, there you go. All right, how many can tell? Can you see it? Anything?
No.
Anything? Okay, so I'm gonna spin you around, and then I just want you to try to hit the pinata a few times, okay? You ready? Okay, spin 1, 2, 3. Okay, stop. Okay, so let's try it one more time. Spin. Okay, you're facing the pinata. Right? She's facing the pinata, right? Okay, so I want you to just go ahead and take a few swings. Ready? Go. Come on, cheer her on as she swings. Let's go. All campuses, you're so close. Come on, now help her. Where's the pinata? Tell her where it is. Come on, tell her where to go. Hey, turn around, Ree. The other way. To your right. To your right. Nope, your other right. Nope, you're still going straight. To your other right. Okay. Hold on. You're doing good. Stop swinging. I'm coming up. Okay, take the blinders off. You were pretty close. So far away. Okay, come over here. Come on, let's give it up for Ree. Didn't she do so good? Okay, now Ree, I want you to put your back to the pinata for a minute. Go right up to it. There you go, right there. Many of us are over here like Ree just was. The blessing is in proximity, but we're facing the wrong way because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants you, no matter how close you are to your blessing, to take you away from it. He wants to take, whether it's self-imposed, whether we're doing it ourselves, or whether it's something he's tried to scheme against you, all campuses. I'm telling you, if you just trust the Lord enough to take off those blinders today, you don't have to see through a glass darkling, that your blessing, I want you to catch this, all campuses, your blessing could be this close. It's actually touching her. If you can see, it's touching her coat just a little bit, but we won't know it's there because we need a perspective change. Ree, now I want you to take the blindfold off. I want you to take the stick, and I want you to hit the pinata one time. Just turn around. No, just turn right where you're at. Hit it. Woo! Come on, let's give it up one more time for Ree. Thank you, Miss Ree. Many of us, it's the same way. But the Bible says this in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will make your path straight. See, I was preparing for this message and I've been preparing for a few weeks. And I got in town and I'm like, man, I want to go over it. Just make sure I have all my stuff lined out. I want to transfer it from my computer to my iPad. And so I started getting it together. I get to pastor's house, and I pull out my laptop, and it's burning hot. Weird, right? That alone, I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Have you ever opened up your computer and it has a warning thing that says your computer has failed and crashed? Well, that's what I opened my computer up to yesterday. I looked down, I'm like, I don't know what this means. I don't know what I'm doing. I know Weldon, I'm sure you guys get it. If not, Pastor Phil, raise your hand. I know you do. I open the computer and I look at it and I go, what is happening right now? Like, why? I don't get it. So I log in, I reboot the whole thing. I'm like, so did I lose stuff? 2 days I'd been working full time, 12 pages a message. I get it all to pull back up and nothing restores. Can you imagine the thing you've been working on, the blessing you've been working towards, you think you're there and then it just is gone? Look at it this way, like think of Thanksgiving. You've prepared all the ingredients, but when you went to actually go put it in the oven, somebody had taken it and thrown it all away. No, sir, hello, I love food. I don't want you to take away my food. But that's what the enemy will do. He'll try to take it from you. But what the enemy meant for bad, God will turn it around for our good. So I said, you know what? There's no Wi-Fi here. My computer crashed. I need to go to Panera. They got free Wi-Fi. I went up. A friend texted me, man, I'd love, hey, can I come see you with my daughter? I want to come see you. I said, heck yeah, man, come up. So we head up there. It was crazy. As I sat down at my table, and Morgan and I do this a lot. When we go places, we have our Bibles with us. We'll go to coffee shops and study. Somebody said, hey, what's that sticker, abundance and freedom, mean? I said, well, you know, at our church, we've been going through revival and believing that God is not just the God of abundance, but he's also the God of freedom, and we're in Jubilee. And she's like, wow, I don't know what this is, but I want to go there. Like, where's your church at? And so I invited her to church as I was sitting at this table that I did not think I'd find myself at. And she goes, you know what? I'm going to come to church this weekend because something about this and something about you. And if a crazy white boy like you can preach, I have to see this. So, ma'am, if you're here today, I want to know. Because I believe that even though the enemy tried to steal the message, I believe God turned it around for my good so that I could invite that lady to church. That I believe some of you showed up today, that you've been believing that God would speak to you. And God said, you know what? That was good. But if we rewrite it, it's going to be so much better. And it's going to speak to the children who've been reaching out to say, God, speak to me. I know you're a God of more than enough, not just the God of a little bit. I know you're not the God of confusion, the God of wearing me out, the God of stress. No, he's the God of joy, the God of love. And it says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if we would just tap into this today, come on, all campuses, if you believe that God is for you and not against you, if we just tap in and take off those blinders, I'm telling you, God has so much more in store for us. In 1 Corinthians 31:12, it says, for now we see through a glass darkly. I could have looked at that situation and thought, man, my computer, are you kidding me? If I would have never went to that Panera, would that lady have ever been invited to church? If I had never went to Panera, would I have had time to have time with my friend and his daughter? I don't know. What was the seed that was sown? What's the harvest I'll see from something that I didn't even know was going to happen? Some of you today, you just have to take the blindfold off. You have to know that you're headed in the right direction, even though you were blind for a moment, that you can pull it back up and God can turn this thing around for your good. Come on, all campuses, if you believe it today, can you just give God a praise? Matthew 15:14, it says, so ignore them. They're blind guides leading the blind. And if one blind person guides another, they will both fall into a ditch. I don't want to fall into a ditch. I don't think anybody at a campus wants to fall into a ditch. Well, why would we follow somebody that does not have the blessing in their life that we're looking to have? They're not serving. They're not in a small group. They don't look blessed in their finances, always complaining about money. I have nowhere clue where I'm at right now. Am I close to a table? Would somebody tell me if I stepped on something? Come on, I thought y'all loved me. Many of us, we're allowing others that are blind to lead us. I want to encourage you today. Be the first to take your blinder off so that you can lead your friends to God, that you can lead your friends in this thing, this walk called life. But maybe you're like, man, I don't know, Pastor Austin, if I have the right friends. I want to encourage you. Get into a small group. You can talk to anybody at all campuses. I love Pastor Omar at Ferguson Florissant. Man, how many would agree Pastor Omar is probably one of the best Bible teachers we have in all of Faith Church? Come on, let's show honor where honor is due. Pastor Omar, we love you. And if you're online, we have so many online iConnects. Man, get with Pastor Joe, our online campus pastor. Wendy, our online director. We have groups everywhere we are, so we don't have an excuse to not take the blinders off. Let's find ourselves in community. Let's make sure we're serving. You know, we've been talking about that building in West Palm Beach. But you know, God says that he will bless the ones that are faithful. And if we're not faithful where we are now, how could we ever expect God to bless us with anything beyond where we're faithful at the moment? Many of us, you want the blessing, but we're not faithful currently where we are. I'm not just talking finances. I'm talking our time. I'm talking our people. I'm talking our groups. Are you serving? Are you in a small group? Because the Bible says, as the iron sharpens iron, one sharpens another. If you want to be sharpened today, if you want to take not only the blindfold off, but when the blindfold goes back on and you do that thing only you know you've done so many times, and you're doing it in the dark when no one else sees, and you're mad at yourself, you have blinders right now you're walking around with that no one else knows you're putting on. I want to encourage you today, get around some people, tell them your secrets. People not that'll judge you, but lift you up and help keep you accountable today at all campuses. Come on, one more time, let's give it up for serve groups. All small groups at our church, man, because if the enemy can get us, he'll keep us going back into a cycle. Back into this thing, I would call it the pitfall of the pinata life. If he can keep us so distorted and so disoriented, we will never have an opportunity like Ree did to make an impact and compound interest of serving, of being in a group. I'm telling you, how many believe if I did this long enough, something's going to flow from the inside of what's in this pinata? We have to be willing to be consistent. Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it will be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Sometimes the best ability we can have, sometimes the number one imposed blinder that we self put on is the thing that we say, I don't qualify. I want to tell somebody today that the number one ability you possess can be availability. If you can just be found faithful and available to say, God, I know I haven't done it all right, but God, use me. God will say, you know what? Even though David did some stupid stuff, he was a man after my own heart, and he was consistent for the Lord. I'm telling you today at all campuses, if you just stay consistent towards the Lord, you get in a serve group, you get in small groups, God is about to show up in your life, that he's about to bring an abundant of harvest that you can't contain in every area of your life. The candy is about to flow. Look at your neighbor and say, it's about to flow. But if we take the blindfold off, what are we hitting this thing with? You know, at all campuses, I want to go ahead and I want to invite the campus pastor, campus host up. You know, Pastor Morgan's going to be making her way up in West Palm Beach. Come on, West Palm, give it up for her. Sunset, let's give it up for all of our campus pastors and hosts as they make their way. And I want all of our hosts and campus pastors to grab this bat. What is this? Does anybody know what this is? Tell me. I'll give you a hint. It's a fake bat. If you didn't know, it's not a trick. It's fake bat. Many of us, we have a tool in our hand, but maybe it's the wrong tool. God's given you everything you need, but what does that mean? 2 Peter 1:3, it says, but by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We've received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. It's one of my favorite scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 1:2, in the Message version, it says, our God gives you everything you need and makes you everything you are to be. So I want all of us to know today, you don't need anything else. You don't really have to gather anything else. God has given you everything you need. Now you need the right people around you to remind you you have everything you need, but you have everything you need in your hand. But sometimes, if you're like me, in life, this is the right tool, but for some reason, I just like this one so much more. Because I think, okay, God, the blinder's off, I'm in groups, I'm serving, but, man, this is my third service. Y'all got to give me a minute, okay? I'm warming up my arm. Come on, all campuses, I want you to do this too. The campus host, come on, cheer me on, come, cheer me on. You got to give me some cheer. Let's go, let's go. Y'all didn't cheer good enough. That's why it didn't happen, okay? But if I take this thing, how many know it's not going to make the impact I want it to make? I ripped the paper a little bit, But how many know we don't serve a God that's just going to give you a little bit of the outside when there's so much more abundance on the inside? I'm sure all campuses, they're probably going to town on the thing like, that is not going to get me the results I want. I can stay consistent and maybe 10 years from now, I'll break through this thing with this. If this doesn't break first. But many of us, we're pointing in the right direction, but we're using the wrong tool. And what this represents is our flesh. We're trying to do it on our own. We're not trying to do it with God. We're saying, nah, God, I'm good. I don't need to tithe. I got this. I'm serving. I'm in groups. That's my tithe, right? Like I'm tithing with my time. No. We got to make sure that we're putting God first. That he said, actually, when we give him the tithe, that he rebukes the devourer for our sake. How many know the blessing will never flow until we show that we can put God first? So what do we do? Look at your neighbor and say, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? See, at all campuses, as that campus pastor or host was up there hitting away at that thing, they probably got tired. You guys can go ahead and back to your seats. Come on, let's give it up for all campuses real quick. Thank you for helping make that illustration. But I want you to know this. Even if we don't learn from our mistakes, the enemy does. If we don't learn from our mistakes, the enemy does. What does that mean? We can continue to hit with that fake bat all we want, but we get disappointed for some reason at God instead of realizing the fact that we truly haven't trusted him. And what we do is we steal the tithe. We steal the Jubilee offering. And many of you, that Jubilee offering envelope is the right tool for you to get back on the right track with God, to help make a difference through your church. As a church together, we can make an impact. We're already going through growth track. We're serving, but with the right finances, we can plant churches. We can make an impact, and all of a sudden, I don't even have to work as hard. Can anybody else see that? Did you see how easy it was? I know Jay can. I know Mike Chandler's parents back there can, MMA fighter, because they see him when he punches enough, he gets that compound pressure that anything that gets hit enough with consistency, the same thing, yeah, well, that really is boring. I don't want to. I don't want to tithe every week. I don't want to tithe every 2 weeks. But what I am glad is because I don't give for a blessing, but I give to the blessor, that he has blessed everything my hand touches, and he's blessing everything your hand touches today. Because again, we serve a God that is a God of more than enough. He never said, I have limited supply. So whoever taps into it first wins. He's not like the guy at Champs in New York that told me, sorry, we're already out. You can't get the Yeezys. I was like, ooh. I want the Yeezys. And if you have them, I wear 12 and a half. Just saying, anyways. But many of us, we have the right tool in our hands. But some of us, if you're like me, you get the blessing and you start saying, I'll just take a swing at it. We got the right tool, but the right tool used incorrectly won't get the results we want to see. I don't need to give towards Jubilee. I'm going to buy that. Oh, I'm going to try to swing that boat. You ever heard anybody say that? I'm going to try to swing that rental furniture. Christmas is coming. I know we can't afford it, but I'm going to buy that Xbox because my kid has 3 of them. And what's the new one? You know, and I'm speaking about my brother. So if my dad's watching in Dallas, you get it, Dad. That was for you. Many of us, though, we're trying to swing it on our own. We have the right tool. I'd almost rather be blindfolded and not knowing what I'm swinging at than swinging at the right thing and not making any impact. I want to encourage you today. If you just make a little bit of a perspective change, you can continue to hit the thing in the right space at the right time, putting God first. And I'm telling you, if we do this long enough, the blessing is about to flow. Come on, if you believe it at all campuses, come on, Ferguson, Florissant, let's go. If you believe it, give God some praise. I know Weldon and West Palm are going crazy right now, because if you believe it, man, generosity isn't seasonal, it's continual. Pastors taught us, Ashton and myself, generosity is not an amount, it's a mindset. If you can change your mind, you can change your life. I want to encourage you today, take the blindfolds off the way you've been seeing your finances. Man, all of us have that. You know, it's like, man, I don't know if I really, ooh, that's tough this month. Trust me, I've been there. I know what that feels like. I know what it still feels like. But I also say, you know what? I serve a God that can supply all of my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus, not mine. But if I say consistent, we are about to see a breakthrough. Look at your neighbor and say, stay consistent, stay consistent. Your season should not dictate your consistency. Because anything that stays consistent enough will make an impact. A leaky faucet, it's crazy. The drip, 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 drip. The drip of a faucet, that kind of drip is actually what creates canyons. Anything done consistent enough, I feel very violent with a bat in my hand. Anything done consistent enough can create a huge outcome. So maybe today, maybe you're like, man, I don't know about this tithing thing, that's 10%. I want to encourage you, what are you trusting God with? Maybe it's the 1% or 2%, but your drip, drip, drip can lead to a bigger impact. Then you work your way to 5%, 10%. This Jubilee doesn't have to be a crazy above and beyond your tithe. It could be a little bit, but a little bit can be a lot of bit of blessing because the Bible says that there's seed time and harvest. If you give the seed, I'm telling you, the harvest is about to come in. Come on, if you believe in for a Jubilee harvest this year, all campuses, I want you to know it's on its way if you just have a perspective change and keep putting in the consistency. We are about to see the candy flow. You know, I thought of this thought as dripping isn't that exciting, but what it lacks in the flash, it makes up for in the effectiveness. Tithing week after week isn't always that exciting, but what it lacks in the flash, it makes up for when your kids stay out of jail, when you have the bills and you can pay them, when you have enough to meet your need. God says, also make it your seed, and I'll give you a blessing that you won't contain. If we're faithful to step out, I'm telling you, he's faithful to step in. And I love this quote from Albert Einstein. It says, it's not that I'm that smart. Oh, he was pretty smart. Let's be honest. But he says, but I'm willing to stick with it longer than others. I want you to know today, consistency can be the key to your breakthrough in this. Whatever it is that you were about to quit, I want to speak to somebody and say, keep going. The candy is about to flow. And when it flows, will you be there to eat on it? As Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. He already has plans for you, friends. All we have to do together is walk in it. Make sure we got the right people to make sure, no, Austin, don't fall away. Take that blindfold off. You got this. Put the right tool back in your hand. Don't let the enemy take away your generosity, because if you can change your mind, you'll change your life. If you change your life, you'll change your outcome, and this blessing will flow. See, I was in college, and I was at a friend of mine's little brother's birthday. And I'll be closing here in just a second. I was at his birthday, and I was hanging out, and they had a pinata. It was the first pinata party I'd been to in forever since I was a little kid. And I watched all these kids go up and just swing and swing and swing. You know some of the first kids that hit it because they didn't see the immediate gratification? They went in the other room. They left. I want to encourage you today, business owners, managers, everyone that's at all campuses, just because people that start with you don't finish with you does not make you bad. And I want to encourage you, not everyone that starts with you will finish with you. Because maybe they weren't called to run this race. Pastor David always says, there's friends for a reason, season, and a lifetime. Celebrate the reason, celebrate the season, and for sure celebrate the lifetimers, because I'm telling you, the people that are with you in this thing to see your blessing, because when the candy falls in their life, guess who also gets the spoils? You do. Guess what? When it falls in your life, guess who also gets the spoils? They do. Why? Because as iron sharpens iron, one sharpens another. As one gets blessed, the other gets blessed. I want us to be in the proximity of blessing when the candy falls. I want to be there. I want us to be there to get the candy. Look at your neighbor and say, let's get the candy. But I don't want us to allow the enemy to keep us going back into this pinata pitfall. Like, man, I'm back over here. I'm blindfolded. I'm spun around. I can't see. Like, all of us, and maybe you are right now, Maybe you've fallen into that. You've fallen away. You left the room. You saw someone else get blessed and you got mad because their blessing fell. You were doing the same thing. So you walked away and said, I can't believe it. I can't believe you, God. I've been serving you. I've been giving. I've been in small groups for years and my blessing hasn't came. Well, maybe you were just like Rhee and you were so close, but you walked away. I want some of you to take a screenshot of this picture because I want you to remind yourself every day why you're consistent. Your blessing is so close. Our blessing is so close. But then the enemy gets us blind and we literally walk away even when we're so close. What I loved about being at this party, they started hitting it. And they hit it long enough where the pinata started to break. There's something metal in there, I think. Is there some really good stuff in this, guys? But what happens when a little bit falls? Do we take the little bit of blessing and say, all right, God, thanks. Like, this is all I needed. I did it for this. Because this is not results-based. Our faith is not results-based. I'm telling you right now, we don't have faith to see the results. We have faith because we know our God already has, he already will, and he already is about to do some great things in our life. Come on, all campuses, if you believe it today, Weldon Spring, Ferguson, Florissant, West Palm Beach, if you believe the building is one praise away from you getting it, the job, the promotion, I'm telling you, but don't fall away when it comes. Many of us, that's what we do. But what I loved is this kid, he picked up the bat. We all watched him because how many know there's still more in this? I watched this kid take this bat and a few friends, and he said, I know there's got to be more candy in this stupid pinata. I want to tell some of you today, there's still more candy in the pinata of your life. There's still more blessing around the corner. Don't settle for where you're at. And I want you to take this bat of life when you leave here today, and I want you to just start breaking this thing open. I want you to say, I don't serve a God of just enough, but I serve a God that says, you know what? I have enough for me, and I have enough for you, and I have enough blessing to say, I'm the God of abundance. Oh, come on, stand to your feet if you believe that God is about to do something in your life that you cannot contain. Come on, go ahead and stand at all campuses. I'm telling you right now, if we want to see it, if we want to receive it, we got to take the blinders off. We got to get the right tools in our hands. We got to start hitting that pinata. Believe it or not, the pinata in your life, the OG pinata, is the living word of God. It's the Bible. If you stay consistent, you read, you hit that Bible every day. And what I mean by hit is you actually get into it, that there's so much compound blessing and just incredible promises in that Bible that if you get into that pinata, God is about to renew our minds. He's about to do some great things. Because I want all of us to be like that kid to say, there is more. I know there's more in store. This isn't where it ends for me. I want us to receive the full abundance in this Jubilee year. So I want to encourage you. If you haven't given, man, give. What are you waiting for? Put that tool. Take that tool back from the enemy and put it right back in your hands. If you're not serving, serve. Come on, West Palm. We need you to serve so that we can move into that. Be found faithful so we can get that building in 2020 in December. So we can reach people in our region that are hurting and going to hell. Man, let's compound interest this thing and let's be a part of the abundant blessing of not just finances, but life change. Come on, if you love the Lord today at all campuses, can you just give God some praise?
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So That's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.